Right.
You didn't get a question out of that, Ion?
Nope.
Okay, so the Dendrite Sisterhood, Scott, is that a group of people?
Well, I don't. It was just a phrase that came to me, and I immediately initially thought of it as like, you know, the Sisterhood of Feminists or something like that. It's like a gender sisterhood or something. But then I was intending to ask a question about that. It's like, what does the term sisterhood mean? The relationship between sisters, or would brothers be involved in that as well?
But you're making this up. There's no group of feminists or somebody called the Dendrite Sisterhood.
No, there isn't. It just came to me.
Maybe that's why I don't know what to. You have to ask a question about your concept then, because it's not based in reality.
That's what I'm asking. Is the concept of a Dendrite Sisterhood valid as a generalization, or is it just valid to my particular circumstance? Is the sisterhood referring to like something like feminism, or is there the term dendrite actually comes from the Latin term for trees, so my thinking is that like trees have a gender or something, and so the Dendrite Sisterhood would be like the sisterhood of all trees. And so is the Dendrite Sisterhood like that? Do dendrites have a gender?
Yeah, but that relates to your concept. It's all within your projection. So there's not, none of that's out there.
Oh, yeah. So first of all, is my concept valid?
No different than Inception. The different layers of a dream, are they valid? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and it came to me as kind of when I was coming out of a dream. And there was also the concept along with it, I think, of doors, and of there were like two doors that were available to me, and there were potentially a lot more doors. And I was trying to push through and say, let's open all those other doors. And then instead of that, this business about the Dendrite Sisterhood came to me. So I'm just trying.
Yeah. That's your concept, but we're talking about the Vision Book of the Dead. Why don't you talk to your sister right now?
Well, I'm kind of scared, but okay.
Well, just ask through Ion, see what she has to say. Does he have a comment?
Do you have a comment or a way for me to talk to my sister? Can I talk to my sister?
Yeah, no. You address your sister right now, and Ion will pick up her response.
Vicky, are you happy where you are?
Wow.
What'd you say, Ion?
Wow.
Wow. That's her response?
Yeah.
She says, wow, she's amazed that you're talking to her, Scott. Go to the next question.
Well, I want to thank her for her love and for everything she did for me. Thank you, Vicky. And I can remember when you put your hand through the door of the French doors and ripped your wrist. And if I close my eyes, I can imagine those like white scars on your wrist from where your hand went through the window after it healed.
Mm-hmm, apparently.
What'd you say, Ian? Fairly or apparently?
Apparently.
Apparently. Was she older than you, Scott?
No, she's younger.
Hmm. But she helped you.
Yeah. Vicky was kind of different, like me. And I guess we both sort of connected because of our difference. And the other two in the family were, like, not different. They were, like, they fit in. So we didn't fit in. So I really miss her.
Ask her why she didn't fit in. Ask her why she didn't fit in.
Would she know any more than she did when she was alive? Do you know why you didn't fit in, Vicky?
We're doing a Book of the Dead.
Okay.
Vicky wants us to stay on the topic, but the Book of the Dead is about communicating with the dead. So, Vicky, this is relevant. Is Vicky being different by saying something like that?
Butt fucking is for the other section of the program, Bob.
Well, what kind of fucking?
Butt fucking is for a different part of the program.
Butt fucking. Is Vicky saying that or Ion saying that?
We are saying it, Bob.
Not Vicky.
Not.
So Vicky wants us to stick to the... She does not see the relevance of her in the Book of the Dead series, of her communicating with Scott. That's odd.
Yeah.
But she's very practical. She's very practical.
Well, that's efficient causality. That's an illiterate effect. She's very literate. She's going by the book.
Yeah. She used to beat everybody, and remember that game called Concentration? She had phenomenal pictorial memory. Once the cards were turned over to reveal the faces, she never forgot where they were.
Wow.
So she could immediately visualize. Yeah.
Yeah, photographic memory.
Yeah, so she always... And she was also really good at history. She understood history really well, but she never had a chance to, like, get the advanced education to really, I don't know.
So that made her odd. So it was...
May have served her well.
What?
Right.
It may have served her well.
Yeah.
But she had a visual memory, not necessarily a literate memory, but a photographic visual eye person. That could if a woman is right hemisphered and oral more than eye, then she'd be odd because she's eye biased.
Yeah, it's right brain eye biased, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Does that make any sense to you, Vicky, what we're saying?
Well, sure, it's references, but it doesn't apply.
Okay, what does apply? No answer? What does apply?
Oh. Right.
So she's not in the guff. So, Vicky,
no.
Can you describe your situation that you're in?
Well,
are you waiting?
Still here, still functioning, still calculating. Nobody can see shit. The world's messed up.
What did you just?
She's in it.
Did you just say still fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, calculating. Okay.
Calculating.
Still calculating. What is she calculating?
How to get to the next level. How to get out of where she is.
All right. Does she? Can she interact with our friend Eliza? Would she know of Eliza?
Not necessarily. Non-physical could hook them together, but that's vulgar.
Yeah. So, does that make you think of a question, Scott? You're trying to figure out. That's your answer.
Yeah,
a happiness question. She's not happy there. She wants to get somewhere else.
I guess that's what wow means. That would be an opportunity for her, but she has to figure it out. Is that right, Vicki?
Yeah.
Capacity.
What'd you say, Ian?
Capacity.
So my contacting her awakened her to a capacity, but she hasn't figured it out yet.
Fair enough, yeah.
What about your parents, Scott? Are they in her contact?
Dad would be. So how is Dad? Are you in contact with Dad? Vicki?
Your swoons don't come to that level or degree.
You said her swoons. Her swoons don't.
Mm-mm.
So she's not aware of her father. Not in touch.
Right.
Well, where is her father?
Right there beside her, I guess.
But she can't see him.
Right.
Well, that's interesting, Scott. We associate, you know, the Catholic Church says you die and you get to be with your relatives and loved ones. But it may not necessarily be the same frequency or the same capacity.
Well,
so that's new information.
If you pay your bill, you can.
What bill is there to pay?
The tithe.
You mean Matthew Hurtado land? Tithing? Or is that Vicki? He's talking and she wouldn't know who Matthew Hurtado is.
She's an accountant, so she was an accountant.
But was those last words from Vicki or you, Ion?
Is she talking about paying the bill?
Yeah.
That's accountant talk.
do I send
the account?
What, Ion? It sends again?
Oh, she doesn't know that I settled the account because she died before John. I arranged for John to get $1,000 besides the $350 that that Margie donated to you. So, did you know about that? I think she was already fading at that time, and she didn't know. She may not have even known about the money that I got from Margie for her.
What do you say to that, Vicki?
Not much.
So you didn't know.
help.
So I don't, are you talking about a monetary debt then?
No, not quite like that, no.
Oh.
Would this be, you know, Ian, you talk about when there was a guff, people would judge themselves. And that would determine whether they get into the guff. Is this calculation, do people now, when they transition, getting into judging themselves worthy of the guff, even though the guff isn't there?
Okay.
Yeah, no, do you get my question?
What's your question?
You said that people judge themselves before they go to the guff. It determines how they judge themselves, and they can do it while they're alive or once they're in transition, but they're not in the guff. This was when there was a guff. Now, there's no guff, but the people unaware that there's no guff do a judgment or calculation of themselves like they used to. That's a question, Ian.
I'm asking.
I just did. Do people still judge themselves even though there's no guff?
Yes.
Is that what Vicky is referring to? She's calculating. She's judging herself.
In essence, yeah.
So there's no product, no resolution. If you judge yourself and complete it, then you can go into the guff. So what happens to the judging process if you still do it when you transition? Because there's no guff to enter. What?
You're all going to be here.
So, yeah. So is Vicky coming back? Is she afraid of coming back because she feels less than?
Yeah, somewhat, but yeah, not that serious. When you come back, it means something different. So you get over a lot of those problems.
Well, it would scare the shit out of me if she came back all of a sudden, but I could tolerate it.
Okay, so it would scare you, Scott. What would you be afraid of?
That I brought her back, that I had that kind of power.
Oh, Scott, come on now. E equals FC squared, quantum physics, Dealey. Rene Girard, you know, apply your knowledge. Create some power.
Trotsky.
That's ridiculous.
Trotsky. Don't forget Trotsky.
Did you read Trotsky, Scott?
No, I didn't. I know about him, but I didn't read him. No.
Right. But the thing is, why are you shy of your power? It's certainly not tolerated around here.
Well, I mean, nobody else does it, so it's like it's like running a 3-minute mile or something. It's like if I do it, then everybody's going to pay attention to me, and I won't be able
money.
To.
And you'd make some money, Scott. You'd solve the problem. You'd make some money.
Yeah, and I have to live up to a standard though that I set myself.
Okay, so you're afraid of social interaction when standards come in.
Yeah, because, isn't everybody? I mean, I'm used to thinking of myself as less than, so.
well, Well, you don't have to, Scott. You know, why would you think yourself less than? Not in this environment. We're encouraging people not to feel that, think that way.
True.
So that would change. Go ahead.
You know, go ahead. That would change what?
That would change. I would be in a different world. I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be.
Die. Your old self would die, and a new self would be starting to unfold into the lotus and the light. You'd activate the light somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes, Scott, if you have that less than attitude, you deserve to be here. We solve those issues. Mm-hmm. So ask Vicky something about that. Maybe ask her what is it that you're afraid of? She might be able to see. What is holding you back?
Yeah, Vicky, can you see what I'm afraid of?
Okay, Mr. Neverett.
Well, did Vicky answer?
No.
She's calculating.
Apparently.
She wouldn't be able to see what's suppressing Scott. She hasn't got that ability yet.
Well, he didn't listen to her when she was alive. Why should he listen to her when she's dead?
Yeah. That's what the debt is, that I didn't pay enough attention to her.
Yep.
That's what the payment is about. Yeah.
Yep.
And Scott, why didn't you pay enough attention to her? You know?
Because I was a
full
jerk.
Of himself. Full of himself. Full of himself, trying to conquer the world or something.
Yeah.
The Scott we all know. The Scott we all know.
There you go.
Hey, and here's the rest story. Now that you've chiseled off all the fucked up parts off of him, we can actually stand him now. So it's better. You moved up the food chain. In your strata, you moved up. Your fear base is going to get you before it's over with, but we'll play with you till then. It's all right.
So, Scott ignored her, full of himself. Do you have that attitude towards your other sister, Scott?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if what she's talking about has anything to do with our other siblings and with Mom.
Yeah.
So I have to somehow straighten things out with Mom and with them.
You don't have to do shit. You don't got to do shit. Do what you're going to do. If they won't believe it, because they're like, well, all of a sudden now you got this epiphany. Now, just now, you've got it all straightened out. Oh, whoopee. They wouldn't believe it. Go get you a damn book to read or something. That'll do you good. You've been extended so far.
Is this Vicky talking to me, or is this Io?
Go learn something. Go learn something. No, it's us. We're translating. So we're doing Bob's version, and we're being soft to open nail. Yeah, go get you a book or something and read it. We're gonna make the alphabet work.
Are you translating Vicky's feelings or something? Your articulating them.
Because she won't say. That's Vicky. She won't say.
She wouldn't speak. She'd die. Well, she did. She'd die before she said anything, and she did.
Yeah.
And this all happened in Spokane. That's where you all guys lived, right? Spokane, Washington.
Well, near Spokane.
Cocaine. It's Spokane. Cocaine is what you smell, Bob. That's Spokane. That's what you.
Spokane,
that's what you're
okay.
supposed to. That's what you. That's the stale stuff. Get some fresh one in there, and you can Spokane.
Yeah, we said Spokane. It's the Easterners that say Spokane. Anne, Annabelle.
Right.
Yeah, and the Southern Easterners say Spokane, like a pecan you put under the bed.
Yeah.
So, Scott, I think we got somewhere. I think you got an insight about your family dynamics there.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we want to do, get a little bit of light, a little bit of breakthrough there. And we did. We can talk to Vicki when you're ready again.
Okay, thank you, Vicki. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, Ion. Have an answer, Ion, from Vicki?
No.
So, Ion, is Scott... If he changes or does something, gets something out of this, does this affect Vicki, or there's no connection once you're over there and you don't care when you're over there?
It could. No, it could, because there's only now. Oh, yeah, it changes. You softened Adolf Hitler, Bob, if you gave him a stern talking to.
So this is the point of the Magician Book of the Dead. It improves communication between the living and the dead.
Yeah. And Gerd Stern. And Gerd Stern.
What? And Gerd Stern?
Stern. Yeah.
who's half dead.
Which half?
What?
Which half? Get you a damn speaker. Get you a better speaker. You need a better microphone. Can't hear nothing. Get something right. You don't get sewed off. We'll mute you. You can hear something you can hear. We'll mute you. Yeah, there you go. That's all good. Good for the goose is good for the gander, huh, boss?
Are you listening? You're not listening, Carol. I need to take the better phone. Okay, so I'll put this on yours.
He bought you the one with the microphone and to turn it up. You didn't even give it 1 second. Carolyn didn't give it 1 second. He plugged in for less than 1 second. Said, oh no, that's terrible. We can't do that. He didn't even know. He didn't even take it through the paces. He didn't even turn the volume up to see if he would like it or not.
What are you talking about? Carolyn didn't do,
you're
didn't
new,
do what for one
you're
second?
New. Your new headphones, you plugged them in for 1 second.
Yes.
Said, oh, no.
And they were lousy. They were lousy. Well, they're over there, right, Carolyn? I could try them again maybe later tonight.
But turn it up.
Carolyn.
Volume on control. Turn it up.
But I did. It's right over there, right? I put them over there.
You put them over Carolyn's there, and then you're asking her.
Are they good, Carolyn? Are they good? Of course they're good, she said. Anyway, this phone's better. Okay. Amy, Bob, let's talk quick about the dead. Okay, well, that's very good. Thanks for being good sports, Scott, so that we could end the Book of the Dead as our opening. This is the opening gambit, Carolyn. I mean, we talk to the dead. So, very good, Scott. So we will end the dead talk, or the dead section, unless we'll see here. This is do you have something you want to say, Anonymous, to the dead, or about the dead topic, Book of the Dead? I'm addressing you, Anonymous, okay. Sarah, do you have something about the Book of the Dead? Do you have a question?
No, I just called in.
Okay, so you haven't been listening to that part of the show?
No, I've been wanting to, but I couldn't.
Okay, so we'll come back to you as we go through people's private sessions here. All right, so I'm going to unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Hey, about the Book of the Dead. Anything left over? Bert, Amy, Roy...
Amy, Rina. Yes, I'm in. Amy, I'm in. Biggest thing,
okay,
can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, do you have a question for the Book of the Dead?
Not a question. An absolute. Everyone needs to realize, as Carolyn is reading the Book of the Dead, we are in an incredible time that is so powerful. As you hear her read the words, try to even understand how to pronounce them, it's almost like, for me, like playing the drums, like a vibration, a rhythm. When you listen to her, it would be totally different from Ion or Bob or Jenny or Bert or me. When Carolyn's reading the Book of the Dead, it's an incredible dance. I say thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, everybody. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I agree with you. Did you hear that, Carol?
Yeah. Thank you, Amy. I wonder if I'm raising some of the dead, Amy.
Oh, OMG. I can feel them. All I've ever been of all time is constantly rising around me. I've never done as many drops as I've done in the last 4 hours of my life. I put it on the chat once or twice. Be right back. Going to do some drops. I even put them over ice in a little glass, and I'm sitting here doing my drops. I'm like, what is this? Well, you are rising us. If we choose, as you guys live on the highest point of this marvel, as I talk about the blue wave for years, as I put whatever words I use, whatever anyone wants to claim me to be, all I know is I am, and I'm not kidding, and I'm all over this. I love Carolyn. Oh, then I learned about Bob. Then I learned about Ion. Then I learned about Bert. And the rapid, I can go. I can lose it here. I'm telling you, we are in a time like nobody's lived, other than the time I guess somebody may have touched, like Jesus or Muhammad or whoever was out there. But we're in now. We're here. It's right now. I mean, we are, take your two palms or your two fists and hit them. Bam. That's where you are right now. And I thank you, and I am not kidding. Read me, Ion. You can scan me all day long. I'm not kidding. I really mean this. The power is right there. All you got to do, lick your finger like you're putting up for the wind. Which direction am I going? My direction. And I love this. I love all these different things that everybody talks about. But Carolyn reading this, it started back with the keys. Remember, I mean, this whole book started to open. Now Carolyn's going, you know, I like the keys. Well, man, I like the Book of the Dead now. I want to read that. She's filling herself. Like we're filling Bob. Like we're engaging with Ion. Like this whole freaking thing is just getting bigger and bigger. We're all a part of it. We're all a part of it. And again, I thank you. I will stop talking now. Thank you, everybody. This is just a great time. It's awesome. Thank you. Love you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I agree with you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Carolyn doesn't agree. She never knows what really is going on here.
Carolyn knows I love her. I've been listening to Carolyn long before I even knew you were there, man. Hey, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Me and Amy, Bob. Me and Amy.
Yeah, I understand your pain, Amy. I understand your pain. You had to go through the doctor first. You got to be through a doctor.
Lockdown, got the game in shackles. Did some new shit from the same old asshole. The cash flow was a trap, though.
What was that? Is that you, Leon?
No.
It was some. It was Ion? I don't know. Okay, thank you very much, Amy. So we should take a musical break, then we'll do. We'll go to Greg. Oh, Greg left. We didn't get to talk to Greg. Okay, so let's just play a little music, then we'll get into person. What, Carol?
Bert.
Okay. I'll mute everybody. No, I'll just mute this, that. So that was pretty good, eh, Carol?
Yeah.